The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:05 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 16th of July. Good morning. Linda's on assignment this morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, sir.
What do we look like for weather here for the next few days? Am I in short sleeves or am I...
You're in short sleeves.
Or do I need to spray myself down when I walk outside?
Yeah, I think the swimming pool and or sunscreen will be a good idea for the rest of the week. We're looking at a high of 99 today, and we're only going to get down to the low 70s throughout the week. A high of 101. We're hitting triple digits tomorrow, but it looks like we're going to start declining slightly. By Friday, we're at a high of 96. We're at 70 degrees right now, and we had a gorgeous sunrise this morning with those slight overcast clouds made lots of colors in the sky. And we should have the same thing tonight.
And what kind of clouds were those that we were talking about? I came in, I was noticing the clouds. They were all like almost like cotton, puffy cotton or...
Those ones tend to be cumulus. I believe there's a... Buttermilk is the nickname my dad gave him. I'm not sure if that's accurate as far as the scientific community or not, but the cirrus clouds were the ones I thought were pretty, and were making the sky really pretty this morning.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And, in fact, we'll put, if you are living back on your property that's been destroyed by the car fire, but you're back there in an RV or a trailer, while your house is being rebuilt and you're figuring out what comes next, instead of having to take the 7-gallon propane tanks off every week and go down there and get them refilled, Chuck and Judy will put a 120-gallon tank of propane on your property for free and give you a super, super deal on the propane in it because they want to make it – you've already been going through enough. They want to make it easier for you. So you give them a call at 363-365-3737. Which is entirely wrong. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There we go.
There you go. All right. Hey, in the paper lately, there was front page news, plus this is, you probably saw it going on for the last couple of years, I imagine. There was an accident out in Humboldt County, and it resulted in a lawsuit against Caltrans. And with us this morning, we have Russ Reiner, who is the lawyer that is representing the Kyle Anderson family in this lawsuit. And so good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us a little bit first about Russ Reiner.
Well, I've been in the Redding Shasta County community for almost 40 years representing injured people. And it's been a true blessing for my family to be here. I've been welcomed into this community. And hopefully over the years, I've helped a lot of people.
Okay. So you say you moved here 40 years ago?
Yes. I'm originally...
Is this from after law school or...?
After law school, yes. I'm originally from Minnesota. I grew up on a farm in Minnesota. Most of my relatives still live there. And one of the great things, we had a dairy farm, and it taught me the work ethic and... independence. We work, 7 days a week with dairy cattle. And anyway, I had very good parents.
Minnesota.
Yeah, sure.
A dairy farm, which isn't a surprise in Minnesota because it seems like there's a lot of dairy farms here, but that is hard work. I mean, were you out there milking when you were like 6 years old or something like that? Like the whole family pitch in?
Yes, and I was the oldest boy, so I was driving tractors when I was 6 years old. No, but it was really great. We were taught that work was good. People ask me when I'm going to retire, and I tell them my father, when he was 85 years old, he bought an electric chainsaw to cut wood. My friends teased me about that. They said, couldn't you buy your dad a cord of wood? But that wasn't the point. He loved to work.
That is the point. People ask you when you're going to retire, then the next question is what would I do? So if you like what you're doing, you still to work. What made you become a lawyer? Or what led you to becoming a lawyer, I should say?
Well, it's actually interesting. I'll tell a real quick story. When I was 10 years old, my best friend and I decided to become attorneys. His dad owned a bar in this small town, and I just felt like I could help people. So we made this pact when we were 10 years old that we were both going to become attorneys, and we went to the same grade school. In high school, we went to different high schools, but he developed macular degeneration and became legally blind within 1 year when he was 15 years old. And I went on to school and became an attorney. And I went back for a family reunion, and I encouraged him that, you know, he could go to school. There's many ways to learn. And he didn't tell me, but he applied to the University of Minnesota law school. He went to school, and he became an attorney and represented disabled people in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area for over 30 years. Actually now, some 40 years later, I still have him work for me on projects here. He works out of his home, but he's a beautiful, wonderful person, has like a photographic memory, and so even as of today, even though he's in Minnesota, I have him work with me on some of my cases.
Well, I hope he's listening today.
Well, so
he
do
could
I.
Be. All he has to do is get into the website here, and he can listen to your dulcet tones all morning, well, at least for the next 40 minutes. What got you into injury and that side of the law, because there's so many. My sister's a lawyer, and she, you know, she specializes in, I guess, civil and divorces, mainly, she calls it. She's got a name for it, but I can't say it on the air.
Well, in my field in personal injury, mainly what we're fighting are the giants. We fight big corporations. We fight insurance company, manufacturers, and it's always kind of a David and Goliath. And so early on in my career here, back in 1984, I had a case against American Motors Jeep Corporation. It was a Jeep rollover. It was an 18-year-old girl was killed. And I worked on the case for 3 years. And here in Shasta County, I got the largest award ever against American Motors Jeep Corporation of $4 million, and much of it was for punitive damages for what they did wrong. And as a result of that, I began to get referrals from all over the country. But what I like about it is this, and it's kind of like when you farm. You don't work 9 to 5. You're not on a clock. And with what I do, you know, I can work 7 days a week. The only way that I get paid is if I win. If I don't win, I don't get a penny for my time or my costs. And so it gives me that incentive. And then plus, for me, it's always been a great way that I can help people. And, you know, plus, obviously, I make a good living. And I feel that so many people in this world, you know, get trampled on. They can't defend their rights. And I've been able to represent many great clients over the years, including this Kyle Anderson family against Caltrans. The case went on for almost 8 years, but they're a wonderful, inspirational family, and that gets me going in the morning.
Okay. We're here with Russ Reiner, who is personal injury attorney and has been doing this for 40 years and is also grew up as a Minnesota dairy farmer when he was a young man and decided when he was 10 years old he wanted to be a lawyer. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about Kyle Anderson and what happened out there that led to this the settlement or the judgment, I should say. It wasn't a settlement. It was a judgment by a jury in the court there. It's 7:15 in the morning. It's about 72 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. As you know, it's going to be up in the 98 today, 101 tomorrow. And if your air conditioning isn't working to its peak efficiency, you should give Alliance Heating and Air a call. There isn't a make or model of a cooling system they cannot work on. They offer warranties. They offer guarantees. They are just totally professional. We've had them out to our house. Every time, every 6 months, they come out, make sure our systems are working, the filters are clean, the air ducts are connected the way they're supposed to. This is Alliance Heating and Air. Learn more at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642. 7:15 in the morning here on the 16th of July. We'll be right back.
Country folks can survive.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power. Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 7:19 in the mornings here in the studios. It's 73 degrees going up to 98 here on the 16th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, have a great selection of firearms, all the accessories, ammo, everything available there, plus great gunsmithing and classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, and more. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and they have discounts for veterans. I'm with Russell Reiner today, who is a personal injury attorney and who represented the Kyle Anderson family that just won a lawsuit from Caltrans for $37,350,000. Just came in the last 2 weeks. He's been doing this for 40 years, and he's chosen personal injury as his bailiwick in the court system. So tell us about Kyle Anderson.
Okay. Well, Kyle Anderson and his family are very wonderful people. The reason actually I came down today to do this is because it is Kyle's family's hope and my hope that Caltrans in the future will follow its rules, and so this does not happen to other people. When this happened to Kyle, he was 20 years old, and briefly to start out.
When did this happen?
It happened in August of 2011, almost 8 years ago. And what happened was there was a contractor from Reading that does underground work, and they signed a contract with Caltrans. And this was in the city of Eureka along Highway 101. And on August 17th, the contractor was cutting a trench in the shoulder of the road about 2 feet down. And the purpose was is when you get to lights at an intersection, there are sensors. And so they were putting an underground cable. When they did that job, they were allowed a lane closure for the slow lane of 101 to protect the workers. Caltrans was supposed to mark underground where these sensors were when they were trenching. And they came up to this area, and because Caltrans failed to mark this area in the shoulder, the contractor hit this cable, and as a result, they needed to fix it. And Caltrans agreed. They paid the contractor $6,000 to do it, and they were to come back in 2 weeks to fix this cable. What happened on the night of August 30th, the contractor a week earlier had requested a lane closure to fix this specific spot that Caltrans had messed up in the first place. And he had requested a lane closure, and in their system, Caltrans approved a lane closure. When the contractor and a crew came over at night, and this work had to be performed at night, when he got over there with his crew, the resident engineer for Caltrans, who was on this project, told him that he could not have a lane closure. And he asked why, and she gave him all of the wrong reasons. She didn't frankly know what was going on out there that night. She had not talked to her assistant resident engineer. She didn't talk to a paving contractor that worked in the area. If she would have literally driven a half a mile or just picked up her cell phone, she would have known that she was wrong and could have allowed the lane closure, but she denied that. So the next step the contractor did was to protect his workers, he did a shoulder closure, and he put an 18,000-pound backhoe straddling the curb in the shoulder of the road to protect his workers so when traffic would drive, if a vehicle would go into the shoulder, it would hit that backhoe, which was an approved barrier vehicle by Caltrans. So the contractor that night started working, including Kyle. And at about 11:30 that night, an assistant resident engineer for Caltrans, who was not assigned to this project, came along and he saw this backhoe in the shoulder of the road. And he ordered the contractor to remove the backhoe. The contractor workers told this man that they only had 20 minutes to finish the project. Could we leave the backhoe there? He said no. Later on, through discovery and at trial, this particular assistant resident engineer admitted that that night he was not aware that a backhoe was an approved barrier vehicle. Also, what this assistant did, without calling his resident engineer, he ordered in a big light tower to be brought into the area. And then worse, he ordered that the light tower be shining towards the eyes of oncoming traffic. Less than an hour after this occurred, Kyle Anderson was taking measurements in the shoulder of the road in this 2-foot by 2-foot trench. And a lady came along at 1 o'clock at night, was blinded by this light, drove into the shoulder and ran over Kyle Anderson, causing severe injuries. Kyle, is, today, he's a complete, quadriplegic, with a severe brain injury. He has a very unique injury, which is called a locked-in syndrome. And what that means is that Kyle, the only thing that he can move are basically his eyeballs, and he cannot speak. And so for these 8 years since this happened, he was 20 years old at the time. He cannot say to his doctors where it hurts. He cannot say to his parents, I love you. And so those are his injuries, which I can talk about more a little bit later and some of the reasons why we resolved this case.
So you had two different assistant engineers working on this from Caltrans. The first one who didn't allow the lane closure, but the contractor, to me, seems like showing good sense. Put a bulldozer there, say, I'm going to protect my people. And then another one who didn't even have anything to the project was just driving by and said, move the bulldozer and then put lights out. Because you see lights all the time there on these sites to help, you know, the workers see, but also kind of helps you see. But he had them turned in the wrong direction.
Yes. And it was a backhoe. And
I'm sorry, a backhoe.
No, that's fine. And What made this more egregious and why the jury, you know, got upset in this case is because after this occurred, this resident engineer and the assistant were at the scene with the Eureka Police Department for 2 hours. And while at the scene, Caltrans never told these officers when they were doing their investigation that they had denied the lane closure, that they had ordered the backhoe be removed, that they had brought in the lights. In fact, it got worse than that. The resident engineer assigned to this project and with Caltrans, they have the system where when there is a major accident, they need to report the specific facts of how it occurred in order that they can then do safety meetings and lessons learned so things like this do not happen again. That did not happen in this case. Instead, this resident engineer called the chief safety officer for Shasta County, Northern California, and at 1 o'clock that night, she reported to him that Kyle Anderson was not hit in the shoulder of the road, but instead on the opposite side of the curb. And there was no dispute as to where he was hit. In fact, when he was in the hole, when he was hit, his helmet actually came off his head and fell in the hole. So the safety engineer said, okay, it's early. You call me back in the morning and confirm that all of the facts that you told me were true. So at 7:30 in the morning, the resident engineer called the safety engineer back and again told him that Kyle Anderson was not hit in the shoulder, that he was hit on the other side of the curb. And that's what was reported to the higher-ups within Caltrans. As a result of that, Caltrans closed their investigation 10 hours after this horrific accident occurred. Oh. And there were never any safety meetings or never any lessons learned after that fact.
Okay, so he was hit while he was standing on the shoulder, not in the road.
Yes,
they were saying he was hit on the road.
No, okay. No, they were saying no. Kyle Anderson was sitting on the pavement working in a hole in the shoulder of
okay.
the road.
All right.
Caltrans represented that he was not in the road, that he was not in the shoulder, but he was completely on the other side where the
okay.
basically where the sidewalk is.
So that somebody would really have to come all the way across and bounce over the trench and everything.
Over the trench, over the curb, and hit him on the other side.
Okay. And this is what they said. Okay. So we've come to the part where Kyle was working that night at 2 o'clock in the morning around that time. Engineers had ordered the head of the construction company to move his backhoe, which was a blocking, which was protecting his people. Even though they had only 20 minutes left to do, then they brought in lights, and instead of turning them in the right direction or a correct direction, they turned them right into the eyes of the oncoming traffic. Somebody came by, was blinded, and hit Kyle, who was doing his job sitting there. Kyle is now a quadriplegic with something called
locked-in syndrome.
Blocked-in syndrome.
Locked with an L.
Oh, locked-in syndrome, where it means he can only move his eyes.
Right.
Can't talk, he can just move his eyes. And
correct.
It's been like that since August 2011.
Correct.
August 31st. Okay. Correct. We're here with Russ Reiner, who is the attorney for the Anderson family. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about how what happens after that when the engineers on the site made a huge mistake, or they just lied to their higher-ups, and then they closed off the investigation instead of trying to figure out what really did happen that day and to ensure that it doesn't happen again. 7:31 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite wants to give our military and first responders a special offer. The Stars and Stripes package included at no extra cost will give you a first movie rental fee for each month for 4 years of service, a free upgrade to Hopper 2, plus so many other things that Doug is offering to our military, our veterans, our reserves, and, of course, our active first responders. There are no receiver or plan restrictions, and it's locally owned, locally operated. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474-241-DISH. 241-3474-241-DISH, B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Russ Reiner in the story of the Kyle Anderson family.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Over 47 years in the business is Clyde. Specializing in Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Give him a call at 241-4144. Plus, he has radios down there, that AM, FM, but also emergency band, weather, and all of that. Really, really great prices. Go on down and pick up a couple. Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. I'm here with Russ Reiner, who is the attorney for the Kyle Anderson family. And Kyle Anderson is the young man who's 20 years old on August in 2011, August 31st, 2011, was struck by a car and became a paraplegic.
A quadriplegic.
He's got something called the locked-in syndrome where he can only move his eyes. He can't talk or anything. He can't tell doctors where it hurts. Can't tell his family he loves them. He's there. He's just laying there. He's existing. I mean, I hate to put it like that. But.
Well, he's actually much more than that. He can smile. He can laugh. Okay. His parents are angels on earth. They work with him every day, 24/7, and it's inspirational and beautiful to watch.
Well, that just made me feel a lot better. So they're getting through this. Life has changed so dramatically for them. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. As a taxpayer, I have no problem compensating him for his injuries, no matter what the price is. And I'm sure he would rather have his health back than anything. But you know what really gripes my rear end is the fact that these people that made these decisions and even lied about it bear no responsibility, won't lose their jobs, they're overcompensated, and they got the best pension in the world. And this just goes on and on and on. You take example of Darlene Coutts, who let a third of Lassen Park burn down under her watch that could have been prevented. She just gets transferred and gets to retired. And the guys that burnt down Lewiston here about 10 or 12 years ago, it's the same thing, poor decisions, and they hold no responsibility to it. So I'm going to put Russ in charge of getting a hold of Patrick Jones, and when Patrick gets on the assembly, he can introduce legislation to hold our civil servants responsible for their poor decisions.
Oh, no. Wait till you hear this next part when he's going to talk about what was said to the jury. You're going to love this one then, Nick. So just sit down and hang on, because Caltrans lawyers are just spectacular. Okay.
Thank you for having me on. Bye.
Well, no. Thanks a lot, Nick. Okay. So Caltrans gets a report up from the two engineers, says, oh, no, there's nothing to see here. Just keep moving. And indeed, it was a lot more to it.
Right. And it was actually worse than that. 4 years later, after Kyle was injured, I took the deposition under oath of the safety officer that had been called and told that Kyle was not hit in the shoulder, but hit in the parking lot. And 4 years later, even though he still worked for Caltrans, he was unaware that Kyle had been hit in the shoulder. And that came out at trial. Other things that came out at trial that really upset this jury is that this assistant resident engineer that ordered the backhoe be removed and ordered the light tower be brought back in. I took his deposition, and he lied and said, no, I did not order that backhoe be removed. I wasn't there. I did not order the light tower be put in. The problem with that is that his resident engineer, he had told her after Kyle was injured that he, in fact, did order the backhoe be removed. And so at trial, they had one Caltrans employee saying, yes, he told me that he ordered it moved. And then he said that at trial that her mind must be playing tricks on her. That's why she thought that I said that I had ordered the backhoe be removed. We had multiple witnesses, obviously, from the contractor that testified as to what he said. And then you rarely hear this word, and I said that I've never taught my grandchildren this word, but the attorneys for Caltrans then said that this resident engineer that admitted that he did order the backhoe be removed said that she must have misremembered. And I told the jury that I've never taught my grandchildren the word misremembered. And so the jury didn't like that either.
Well, there was another part to that, too, is that there's an that the engineer was given an award.
Yes. We didn't know about this, but there were two contracts going on. One was a large paving contractor, Mercer Fraser, that was doing work in the area. And then this contractor from Reading was very small. And we didn't know this, but the Caltrans attorneys brought up at the trial that this resident engineer got an award from Caltrans for bringing the paving contract in less time and basically under budget. And why they brought that in front of the jury in this case, I don't know.
I imagine the jury thought that was cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got a for being faster. Now, so there was two engineers involved in this then. You had the one that originally was there and really didn't know what was going on about the lane closure and all this. And then another one that just happened to roll by.
Correct.
And told him to move the backhoe, and he put the lights in. And then he lied about it. Now, who did he say misremembered it? The other one that didn't know, they didn't know about the lane closure, or one up higher?
His boss.
His boss.
His immediate boss, the one that had denied the lane closure. He was an assistant resident engineer on the paving contract, but not on our contract. So his immediate boss, he told her after the event that he had ordered the backhoe be removed, but then later.
And then she told the truth.
She told the truth. That's correct.
Okay. Well, I bet that was a, is she still working for Caltrans?
She is. She
okay.
is.
Yes, is he still is. Working for Caltrans?
He is. So
they're both still working for Caltrans?
Yes.
Okay. Now the jury, when you go into this, there were other things, allegations brought up that were found to be not true about the driver and all these things, which were found not to be true or not to be, they just weren't held with any type of veracity by the jury, obviously.
Correct. Caltrans was found to be 100% responsible.
And is that kind of like the first time? I mean, to be held 100%. Usually there's 95% and then 5%. The contract. They come up with these different things that the person who gets hit, somehow it's their fault that they get hit.
Right.
I haven't figured that one out yet.
Well, here, Caltrans did attempt to blame the contractor. They did attempt to blame this driver, but the jury found 100%.
How did they try to blame the contractor? Sound like the contractor. And I bet the contractor, and this is an aside and I have no idea, I bet to this day, he wishes he had told that engineer to go pound sand.
Right, exactly. And
so that's got to be, that plays on his mind too, I'm sure.
It does, and it's tragic. But, yeah, Caltrans tried to say that, look, if he thought that, it was unsafe, then, he should have pulled his people off the job. The problem with that was there was a hole in the shoulder of this road. It was 2 feet wide, 2 feet long, and 2 feet deep. And if he would have pulled his workers off the job, that big hole would have been in the shoulder, and a shoulder is used for the public for safety reasons to drive into. So it would have been an extreme hazard to the public, and so he felt that he needed to get the job done, and that's what he did.
Okay. All right. It's 7:45 in the morning here on the 16th, Tuesday, It's 74 degrees going up to 98 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Going down to Cornerstone Community Bank, locals, local professionals, locally owned, locally operated. Going down and find out how they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Russ Reiner, the attorney for the Kyle Anderson family, and we're finishing up this tragedy that happened that shouldn't have happened at all, and the jury totally agreed with that one, and they totally agreed that Caltrans was 100% liable for this. We'll be right back.
We are stronger here together than we could ever be alone. So hold on to me. Don't you ever let me go.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Meet Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios, the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst will fix it, a veteran-owned business. He doesn't fool around with your family safety. No, that's not the way he does it. When he fixes something, he guarantees it for life. And if he can't fix it, he's not going to waste your time or money or blow smoke. He'll tell you, hey, this is something you need to have this whole windshield replaced, and he'll send you to a place you trust. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. 7:50 in the morning, 75 degrees out there today, Tuesday the 16th. And I'm here with Russell Reiner, who is the attorney for the Kyle Anderson family. We've talked about what had happened. Kyle was working on a project at about 2 o'clock in the morning on August 31st, 2011. Engineers came in and told him to move the blocking of the lane. The contractor had blocked the lane with blocked the shoulder with a backhoe. An engineer who wasn't even assigned to the project came through, told him to move the backhoe, and then moved in lights that blinded the people that were coming in. A lady came in blinded, went over, struck Kyle. He is now a quadriplegic with a locked-in syndrome, which means the only thing he can move is his eyes. But I guess he can smile on this. We're gonna discuss that now. It went to trial finally in about, what, 2 weeks, a week ago?
It went to trial. The trial was about 2.5 months long.
2.5 months long, and was found that Caltrans was 100% liable for this and awarded a $37,350,000 award to the family to take care of Kyle. So tell us about Kyle?
Yes. The, you know, heartwarming part about this story are some of the medical people that have helped Kyle along the way. First of all, as I said earlier, his parents are literally angels on earth. It's a labor of love for them. They work with their son 24/7. They stretch him 5 hours a day. They take him everywhere. If you can imagine, but they take him out to like Shasta Lake on a patio boat. They take him when they cut Christmas trees, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people. Through this process, even though I've been at it 40 years, I learned some things, and we're very fortunate in Reading to have some of these individuals. One is Dr. Stephen Godert. He's a fourth generation optometrist, but he is a neuro-optometrist. And I frankly wasn't aware of this field before this case. I handle a lot of brain injury cases for clients. But anyway, a neuro-optometrist is able to train people with their eyes so that your eyes can focus. And the reason that that's critical here is there's new technology now that's available for Kyle that he is able to move his eyes across a computer screen. And when he's able to do that, they can put like a picture of his mother, and then he can identify by moving his eyes his mother. He's literally been working with Kyle for about 5 years. As a neuro-optometrist, Dr. Godert has literally helped thousands of students in Shasta County over his lifetime because many times children, they can't focus. Their eyes are almost kind of going in different directions. It's a very interesting field. Neuro-optometrists work with almost every pro sports team, and Dr. Godert has trained with one of the doctors with the Portland Trail Blazers. And as an example, when someone is shooting a free throw, if they're hitting the rim on the right side just by a little bit, and they do that every time, the reason being is that their eyes aren't lined up. So this is used by like the U.S. ski team, golfers. Dr. Godert has helped the Shasta College baseball team. It's really amazing what is out there, and he has devoted much of his time for this.
Well, that right there, because the only way he can communicate is with his eyes. So he can use a computer now by being able to focus on different things, but he still can't talk.
Correct.
And so he can just do kind of larger objects then.
Correct.
You think about somebody that's 20 years old that's in this condition. Is he going to be forever like this? Or is there things like, I mean, you're talking about his eyes and all this, but if it's a locked-in syndrome because of a brain injury, do people recover from that?
Not yet, in this case, we had the doctors testify. There are doctors called physiatrists that deal with pain management, et cetera. But with regard to the brain, we had this great team, and so I worked with world-renowned experts. There's so much going on with regard to the brain. We have, 3 billion, cells when it comes to our brain. When he was young, at least, the brain sometimes figures out a way around, these circuits. And so we're hopeful with medical technology that there can be changes for Kyle in the future. The life care plan for Kyle for the remainder of his life is $18 million. And that money will be, spent over the rest of his life. And hopefully there will be new innovations. The other person really that I'd like to thank on behalf of the family, and I've met her, and she's a wonderful person, she's a speech therapist, and her name is Shanti Chapman, and she's been wonderful. Kyle was in a coma, and when he came out of the coma, some over 7 years ago, she worked with him to learn how to swallow. And you might think that's very easy, but being able to swallow, you have to use many muscles, and particularly when you have a brain injury, it's very difficult. She taught him to swallow while he was here in Reading. He then went down to the Bay Area and was hospitalized down there for about 5 months. And when he came back, he couldn't swallow anymore. So she taught him again how to swallow. And to this day, she works with Kyle every week. And it's just a blessing to see, some of these people in the medical community and how they, really go the extra mile to help someone like Kyle and his family. And it's very heartwarming.
Wow. This is, I don't really know what to say on something like this. This is, you have people injured. At least we know that the young man will be taken care of, and his family, though, is, he's 20, was 28 now.
28 years old.
But his family are, in their 60s?
Yes.
So, there's got to be long-term care there, that there's going to be a day they can't pick him up and move him around. So at least the funds are there to make sure that he's taken care of. Anything you want to tell people here? We got about a minute and a half that you want to tell people out there. There's so many people that helped with this, including yourself, of course, but that people need to know.
Well, to me, the bottom line on this is that my true hope is that with this settlement that we have, that, again, it'll take care of Kyle the rest of his life. But the other thing is that so Caltrans will follow its own rules and have safety meetings. There are tens of thousands of people that work for Caltrans, and there are many good workers. There are many good people within Caltrans. But when something like this happens, they have to own up to it. They have to take personal responsibility. And sometimes that's not happening. And with this case, I'm hoping that, the management at Caltrans will frankly change its ways. And when things like this happen, it's the government, and that they're held accountable, that they're held responsible. If somebody was working for a private company and this happened, there would be repercussions. They would be fired. A lot of times that doesn't happen with the government.
Well, next time, and we're going to have Russ back on because something just extraordinary happened just yesterday when it comes to things like that. Russ, how do people get a hold of you?
My office number is 241-1905. My office is at 2851 Park Marina Drive. It's the 3-story brick building right next to the Cypress Bridge. And
Thank you so much. We've got to really run. Thank you so much for being here. And please tell the Anderson family that everybody is behind them, and God bless them.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me speak this morning.
Sure. Hey, when we get back, Empire Recovery Center is here. We're going to talk about Sobering Center.
Townhall.com. I'm Rick Thomason. House Republican leaders firing back at charges that racism is at the heart of their opposition to policies promoted by progressive Democrats in Congress and on the presidential campaign trail.
We oppose them and their policies because their policies are dangerous and wrong and would destroy America.
GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney says one example, a Democrat bill that would hike the federal minimum wage.
That will destroy 4 million jobs for low-wage earners by mandating a federal $15 minimum wage. That is not compassion. That's a callousness that's born of ignorance.
Republicans speaking up amid a feud between President Trump and progressive Democrats. They accuse the president of writing racist tweets. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Mr. Trump's tweets not racist. He says the controversy is all about politics. The Trump administration going to bat again for religious freedom worldwide, hosting a global conference on the subject at the State Department. Sam Brownback, U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, urging delegates to stand up for religious liberty.
This right extends to all, everywhere, all the time. It is a God-given right governments must protect if their people are to prosper.
Brownback saying the lion's share of the global population, fully 80%, lives in places where religious freedom is partially or completely non-existent. June, a good month for many retailers. The government reports retail sales rose at a healthy 0.4%. It's been more than 2 days since a UAE-flagged oil tanker was heard from, and there is concern because that ship was moving through the Strait of Hormuz when contact with the vessel was suddenly lost. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 27 points, the S&P down 1, the NASDAQ off 3 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Israel's prime minister is criticizing efforts by a trio of European countries to revive nuclear talks with Iran. We got the latest from the Media Line's Charles Biblazer.
Israel's prime minister warned that some European nations would only take the Iranian threat seriously after Tehran nukes the continent. Benjamin Netanyahu's comments came after Britain, France, and Germany called for renewed dialogue with the Islamic Republic on the anniversary of the completion of the 2015 nuclear deal. While Iran recently breached the accord by enriching uranium to higher levels than stipulated, the EU is not imposing sanctions on Tehran because it does not consider the move to be quote-unquote significant non-compliance with the agreement. In response, Netanyahu compared the EU's decision to London signing the 1938 Munich Agreement with Nazi Germany, which failed to prevent World War II. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
Breaking news and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Second quarter fundraising totals in for the Democratic presidential field, and they show a growing group of candidates struggling.
Beto O'Rourke raised just $3.6 million for his presidential campaign in the second quarter, a dramatic drop from the $9.3 million he raised in the first quarter, placing him toward the back of the Democratic pack. And while the top five money raisers, Pete Buttigieg, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris, banked a collective $96 million, within striking distance of the $105 million raised for President Trump's re-election, like O'Rourke, many other Democratic candidates saw their fundraising totals drop, including Kirsten Gillibrand, Cory Booker, and Amy Klobuchar. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Contract talks between the UAW and Detroit's Big Three automakers kicked off with the union president departing from the traditionally friendly tone, telling Ford execs that workers want a bigger share of the company's record profits. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda's on assignment this morning, but I'm here with Ashley, who has the weather at her fingertips.
Yes. Well, I have the information about the weather. If I could control the weather, that would be nice. We're looking at 73 degrees outside right now in downtown Reading, with a high of 99 today, a low of 71, and that it'll be low 70s throughout the rest of the week overnight, but high of 101 tomorrow, and then it starts to decline slightly, 99 Thursday, 96 Friday, and into the weekend.
Wow. Still going to be hot. 75 right now.
Jeez. Yep.
Okay, hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:16 in the morning. The news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And, you know, the last hour we had a guy by the name of Russ Reiner, an attorney for the Kyle Anderson family. And it's so interesting to hear this young man's life was destroyed through mistakes made by Caltrans, as found by the jury, who found that Caltrans was 100% culpable for this injury. 100%. Usually you don't see that. And 37 million plus 350,000 went to the family, and it's going to cost his family $18 million over the cost of his life. Paraplegic, locked in syndrome. The only thing he can move is his eyes. So I know. And when you hear something like this, and it was because of mistakes made, and then the person did it lied about it, according to the jury. So anyway, so we're moving on from there, though. And now I have Nadine Bailey. Good morning, Nadine.
Good morning.
And a little bit closer in there. And you brought with you
my friend from Empire Recovery Center, Margene.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Margene, let me move that.
There
you go. We might have to turn Margene up a little bit here. So
she's pretty quiet, but very effective.
Well, you know what? Like a long-range sniper.
Yeah.
Quiet, but effective.
Okay.
There you go. Nadine, I follow Nadine on Facebook when I get on Facebook, because your comments, there'll be like 46 of one kind of comment, and Nadine says something that just destroys all 41 comments. And
In a nice way.
You do not call people names. You just say, well, have you thought about this? And then there's just like silence afterwards, you know, on the Facebook, if that's possible. But you're here today to talk about a couple things. But one is the Empire Recovery Center. It's been a while since we've had you all on. The Empire Recovery Center.
It's
and there's been
over 2 years, I believe, possibly three.
Yeah. So it's time to do a catch up.
Wow. You bet.
Now, tell us about it. Tell us about what's going on with Empire Recovery Center.
Well, our newest project is a pilot with the county, and it was an outcome of police requests several years ago, and it is the Sobering Center. It's the first time this kind of a program has been offered in a rural community. I have visited several in San Antonio, San Francisco, Santa Clara, and this is the first time that a small version of that service has become available in Reading. Unfortunately, it hasn't taken off, and we are not seeing it as a service that is being taken advantage of at this time, while it is extremely viable.
So tell me about what you saw in San Antonio and a couple of the other places, how a sobering center should work.
They were 20-plus bed programs where the inebriate is brought in by the police officer and is given an opportunity to sleep off their inebriation versus being arrested and spending time in a jail cell.
Not having to book them in this.
Right.
You just bring them in. They have to say yes, they'll go, though.
Yes, it is voluntarily.
And then you have medical care there just in case?
Not medical care. Oh. That is the unique thing with the Empire and newer ones that are coming on board is that if they come with a clearance from an emergency department or from an EMT, they are cleared to be able to sober up in a non-medical setting.
Okay, that was the part I was kind of like the hang up on this to begin with was the was the medical thing. So they have an EMT look at them first to make sure they're not suffering from something that could kill them in several hours.
Yes, we certainly want to avoid the person who might go into DTs, the person who is going through withdrawal for other types of drugs where their health is potentially at risk.
Okay. So in San Antonio, they have 20 beds, you said?
Yes.
And are these constantly full?
When I was there, no, but they come in at night.
Okay, I see.
And then when we were there during daytime hours, there were.
So they just spend the night there, essentially, like Floyd did in Mayberry.
Yeah.
He checks himself in, he sleeps it off, he unlocks the door, and he leaves. I'm not sure if it was Floyd or who it was.
Floyd was the barber.
Floyd was the barber, you're right. So this was somebody else. And he would check himself in, sleep it off, and then go home.
Yes.
So this is essentially what you're offering here is a way for people not to have to go to jail, not to have to be booked, not have to spend all the hours on them. You just kind of come in. The MT looks at them, says, okay, they're okay. They just drop them off to you.
Right. And what we do then is provide observation to make sure they're safe. But then we also communicate with them. We start to have a conversation about how often do you want to do this? Are you getting sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you thought about other alternatives? We have not served many people, but of those that we have, the majority have been willing to go to detox, which is a three-day program, and then that gives us time to do a little case management and refer them on to ongoing services.
Okay, so when you say not too many people have availed themselves of this, I mean, is it like 50?
No, we opened on the 27th of March
of
this year. We've served 7 clients.
7, March, April, May, June. And this is during the warm months where people are out.
Right.
How come we've only served 7 people?
Partly it's a lack of referrals, and the referrals are restricted because of how we function and the grant. But the referrals are restricted to referrals only from the police departments and the emergency departments of our hospitals.
So the police aren't bringing them in?
No. Not yet.
Well, do they?
We're working on that.
Yes.
Is this more of an education thing, Nadine or Marjorie?
Yes, it is. And part of it is that we're working on some regulations for the EMT portion of the referral, and what we call a medical clearance. It's actually not that intensive as a hospital medical clearance, but we are moving forward with our local emergency response teams and working on solving some of the semantic issues of the referrals.
You know what? I'm going to take a quick break here and come back because it seems like a lot of effort was put in on this program. A lot of good people working on it. A lot of competent people out there that we should be having with all the problems we're having. I look around the town and people laying out there, including a photo. I have one right down here on Tehama Street, kind of laying out there with his feet, with his head on his shoes. He took taking his shoes off and was laying there. He did have a stack of donuts, so maybe he was just having a sugar overload. But it seems to me is that we've got more than just 7 people that would have been available to come in there and sleep. And does that, because that tells me then we've got police spending a lot of time, an inordinate amount of time, trying to take care of these people when, indeed, we really don't have to do that. We could get them back on the road. That was the whole idea.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. In fact, Linda's on assignment today. Maybe part of her assignment is kind of rolling down there to Four Winds Jewelry. I don't know. I guess I'll find out later. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Really, really good people down there. Super prices on some really, really fine jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. 8:15 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily, win free slot play prizes on a brand new Ranger bass boat. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime, Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:19 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 16th of July. 77 degrees already, going up to 98 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark's there to help you. She'll make a plan that works for you and your family, not for her. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. And I'm giving away four tickets to the Colt 45 games. They're good for any game the rest of the season. Remember, we're going to be shutting down the Colt 45s on August the 3rd. So you want to get in as many games as you possibly can. So just give me a call at 605-4567 and come on down and pick up your four-pack of tickets. I'm here with Margene Stone, who's the executive director of the Empire Recovery Center, and Nadine Bailey, who's on the board there. And we'll be talking about a number of things today besides the Empire Recovery Center. But one of the things we're talking about was this big ballyhoo that was in the papers and on the news that we were starting a sobering center here in Reading. And this was going to take the burden off police and the medical facilities and the jail, because we were going to take people that were under the influence of drugs, one kind of drug or another, whether it be alcohol or other things, and drop them off at the Empire Recovery Center after they'd been checked by somebody to see that they weren't in serious physical condition. And it was going to take the burden off all these people. It opened in March. And so far, they've been inundated with seven people. Seven. I mean, that's just on my street here. I could just drag them down myself and take them in there, you know, because I'm down here close to the Taco Bell. Gosh, you know what? If you just went over to the post office, you could fill all your beds up.
Yes, we could.
At any time of the day, they're staggering around there. So the question is, since we have, I mean, we really do have good police here and sheriff's deputies and all this, that how come this hasn't caught on?
Well, I think partly is the issue of defining what a medical clearance would be, and then changing what we have always done, which is either ignore the problem and assume it's going to go away, or arrest the person, put them in jail, and that's a 2 to 3 hour process just to do the booking.
That's what I thought this whole thing was about, was that we would, it saved that whole booking process that you just throw them in the back of the car and you just take them over there and you've got a couple of people help them in, get them into a bed. And next morning, Otis, and by the way, it was Otis, thank you, Jimmy, that was in Mayberry, Otis would get up, or Ms. Otis would get up, or Otis can't figure out what Otis is, would get up and leave.
Right, but we also have them leave with ideas and referrals and recommendations to go to treatment.
Do you feed them?
We'll feed them light foods.
Okay.
And not full course.
Right. Okay. No. You get little snacks. You get little snacks. And orange juice, you get your blood sugar back up. Yeah. Okay. I'm just totally surprised by this.
So was the board last week when we met. I think it was really a shock that we hadn't seen more people and that this wasn't a success, because anybody that drives into Reading, and I don't come in that much anymore because I work down south, so you come into Reading, and especially if you're here early in the morning or late at night, you're right, get a van. I could fill up a van load in about 25 minutes. And
you need a place to sleep tonight?
Yeah.
out of this, don't have to worry about somebody hitting you in the head? Yeah. Oh, here, hop in the van. Going down to the sobering center, drop them all off. Y'all give them, pat them on the butt, put them in bed. Do they take showers? You shower them off?
We can. We don't encourage it sometimes, because then they're coming for three hots and a cot, and that's not.
Okay, that's not what we're here for. This is just an overnighter.
Right, just a short term.
An intervention.
Right.
We're trying to.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And that's hard for a lot of people to want to do. Like, it's really even hard for families to do interventions. You see somebody that's sliding downward, and you know that they're what the outcome is going to be, but you just don't feel comfortable. We understand that. You don't feel comfortable intervening in somebody's lives, but at some point, this community has to start intervening.
Well, that was my term when I had Joe Comente on and the district attorney, is that this 1 cent sales tax, that jail, to me, what we're doing, it's an intervention for people. You're helping them. You're saying your lifestyle is going to kill you, and we're going to help you. Or we're going to take you off the streets and see if you want to be helped. And if you don't, we'll just keep you here for as long as your sentence is. And hopefully during that 6 months to a year, you're going to want to find the answer, the true answer there of becoming sober or at least getting off these drugs and learning how to have a more productive life. But that's what you guys are trying to do down there.
That's it. Exactly. We don't look at the Sobering Center as treatment, but we feel like it's an avenue to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We have a chance to meet the person and say to them, there are alternatives to what you're doing. Just walking here this morning, I noticed garbage on the streets of one of your neighboring businesses. They're going to
because they have an alcove there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
They have a little alcove there that they feel protected in.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, we've seen the dirty underwear that somebody just left there. And, there's been some really interesting things happen. We lock our doors here. If I'm not here and I have women employees, they'll go over and lock the door because we've had strange people come in here and they haven't been violent, but they've been very agitated.
Yes.
And we don't want to call the cops. I just said, if I'm not here, just lock the door. And it just, you know, because somebody's up here, somebody knocks on the door, we can always open it up. So, but that's what you all are doing.
That's what we're doing.
Okay, so how do we convince? Okay, if it's the problem is the, you said it was somatics when it comes to them being seen by the hospital or an EMT that says, okay, you're cleared. Are they concerned that the fact is they bring somebody here because of the way the legal system is in California? Okay, I picked this guy up. EMT said he's fine. I take him over to Empire Recovery Center and he croaks. Are they going to come back at me and say he should have been in, he should have been admitted into a hospital?
And that likely is part of the thinking, but also it's a change in direction, a change in focus. And we can work out the semantics. That's coming.
Okay.
But it's just also notifying the community that there are other solutions. Business owners can't refer to the Sobering Center, but they could certainly call the neighborhood police unit or start making a communication or a conversation that there is another resource.
Yeah, we don't need to lock people up. If we don't have to, for one, it saves us space that we can put bad people into, not just drunks or people under the influence.
Right. These are not necessarily criminals, but there are persons who are criminals who need to have that bed space in the jails.
We should always have a bed space for bad people. And have we should have also have a bed for people that just are down, I won't say in their luck, but down in this portion of their lives where they're depending on drugs to get through. I don't know if you saw the Seattle's Dying the other day. Were you in the? Okay, you were there, and I don't know Nadine. I don't know if
I wasn't
know
there, but I've seen it.
You've
yeah.
seen it, but Dr. Gary Greenberg, I think is his
yes.
name, and I've got to get him on. He talks about how drugs, once you're on them, and the influence it has on your brain, that when you're not getting it, you become just even physically feeling so bad because of the effect it has on your dopamine in your brain, that this is why they just keep, you know, pumping it into their arms or they're snorting it or whatever they're doing. Those people need help.
Yes.
On the other hand, they're also, as you saw in the Seattle is Dying, is that almost every one of the people they arrested, in fact, I think it was of the top 100, they've been arrested over 30 times apiece. They all had drugs. It was all related to drugs.
Well, and a lot of it is untreated mental illness.
Well, that's the other question.
So,
is it the untreated mental illness that brings drugs on, or is it the drugs that have caused this mental illness because they've burnt themselves out, their brains? But what do you do with those types? I mean, you all are kind of the experts here. If you've got a person with mental health problems, what do you do with them? Do you put them in jail? Many of them are.
And that's the problem in California is, you know, I have friends with children that have severe mental illness, and you can't intervene. You can't have them, once they're 18, you can't say to the police they need to be kept on a hold because of the laws in California. So you have to wait till something bad happens and then say, okay, now something bad has happened. Let's get him into her into a mental institution. And the intervention most of the time is very successful. And that's what's so sad. I was up at Del Taco watching a man the other day in the morning, who was obviously mentally ill and needed to be in some sort of treatment program, but yet he was sunburnt and obviously in distress, and all we're doing is chasing him out and, you know, moving him around. And that's, I think that we've got to do something. We've got to start intervening in those types of cases.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break here, because I want to talk about intervention. And I want to talk about where do we put people like this. And we have the Empire Recovery Center, which is a short term for the Sobering Center. But do we actually have the capacity here that if the people that are walking down the street and we have them here that scream at our posters, they're screaming at them because the posters, I guess, are screaming at them. But how do we handle that one? And we need to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families and seniors, veterans since 1993. If you're having a problem with fire insurance because so many new rules have come out, you know what? I just saw two sets of eyes get really big as soon as I mentioned fire insurance and head shaking. Give Judy Maxwell a call, 221-0441. Judy knows the ins and outs of all of these. 221-0441, Judy Maxwell. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. But I tell you what, she is a fighter when it comes to her clients and finding you the right coverage. Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with Margene Stone, the Executive Director of the Empire Recovery Center, and Nadine Bailey, who is also on the board there. But also, after we talk about this, I want to get into some of the water issues that are going on, if you don't mind. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I was going to go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
Welcome back to Free. You know what, Ashley? You are so good.
Yeah.
We're talking about Empire Recovery Center. And you're singing, you've got songs on, hey, I was going to go to work, but I got high. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's 8:35 in the morning. It's 78 degrees today, going up to 98. It's going to be hot. It's Tuesday, of course, the 16th of July. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. If you had it, that's it. The pipes have burst for the last time. I'm tired of cutting the grass. You know, frankly, until you, my dear, start doing dishes, I'm not cooking anymore. All of this can be handled if you go to River Commons Senior Living. Active people down there, gourmet chefs, activity directors. They love small animals. So, I mean, just shift your base of operations into River Commons Senior Living. It makes sense to me. Located at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Find out what they can do for you to make your life very, very enjoyable. I'm here with Margene Stone, who is Executive Director of Empire Recovery Center, Nadine Bailey, who is also on the board there. And what we found is that our Sobering Center, now that's been going on since March, which was launched with all types of people down there, and oh, gosh, yes. And I said, oh, you're probably inundated. They're probably lined up to get in there to find out that it's only been used 7 times. How much money are we spending on this?
Well, the grant.
I mean, I have to ask.
Oh, yeah. The grant started with $130,000.
Well, see, if you go 7 into $130,000, that's like, oh, over $10,000 a piece, more like $15,000 for every one of those people that came in. You know?
18.
Okay, 18,000. That's my producer. That's what she does. I should just say, Ashley, how much is that? Okay, 18. Well, even if it's 10,000, okay, per person.
That's right.
That's $18,000 per person that's rolled through there. I hope they got a new set of clothes.
Well, actually, I think they have. And the real nice thing about it that we can kind of acknowledge is that 5 of those persons did go on into solutions and treatment.
Okay. Now, that's the big thing.
So that's the important thing.
Now, are they then, when we say in solutions and treatment, that they haven't, now they're being helped, they're going through programs right now, they're off the streets.
Yes.
Well, then that's great.
Yeah.
Then that's super.
One individual.
5 out of 7 is a good batting average, yeah, Margene.
We were stunned. We're doing a lot of data collection so that we have a real understanding of what's happening out in our streets, what's happening to our businesses, and we've done a lot of outreach. So we're seeing that there is a potential to really make this fly and be a service to the community. We've approached Rotary groups. We have done presentations for the Downtown Business Collaborative, and I'm here with you today. We're trying to let the community know of this valuable resource.
That's like 85% success rate. Okay, 88% right
okay.
Now.
Okay, oh, I like that.
She's in there figuring that out. But let's just say an 85% success rate. That's huge. And now, I mean, you can extrapolate that out to if you have 100 of them going through there, then you get like 88% of them that go on. That means 88 of them are no longer on the streets. Can we handle that? Can we push through that many?
I think we could. We can certainly offer or provide intervention and alternative suggestions. There's creative resources in our community.
Well, and Empire's doing that on a regular basis through their other programs, too. And that was one of the things we wanted to stop by today to say.
Let's talk about that, because just besides this one, you all have been there for a while.
Yes, 48 years.
And when I stopped by Taco Bell, inevitably I have a burrito at least once a month from there because Taco Bell is the best. I see a number of your people out there.
Yes.
In the back. Not wandering around.
No.
Nope, they're just in the back within their area there. So how many people has Empire Recovery Center helped?
Oh, just...
Let's just say in the last few years, because 48 years may be tough.
Probably 400.
400. Now, of the 400, does that mean 400 people that you've gotten off the streets?
They have come from various different locations, uh-huh. like the streets or the jail or mm-hmm. prison or families. They come from all walks of life, all needs, all backgrounds.
And when you say helped 400, does that mean you've succeeded in 400 or that you've if you succeeded in every one of them, you should write a book or start a very large center for recovering politicians or something. We should do interventions down in Sacramento and bring them up here. Now when you say intervention, a family, say my wife and I, we have a family member that's having these problems. We do an intervention. Can we bring them to you?
We can't. What you have to do is contact us initially to determine. We do a level of care to determine what their needs are and where they best can be served. Okay. We offer a continuum of care from detox, which is a 3 to 5 day drying out period.
Inpatient thing, right.
And then we have 30, 60, and 90 days of residential treatment. Uh-huh. Not all people need residential treatment.
Okay.
Sometimes they can move very comfortably from detox directly into outpatient programs. And there's numerous programs here in Reading that are outpatient. That is funded through Medi-Cal as well as private insurance. And I encourage families to look at 211 Shasta, other resources in the community to find the various different programs that are available in Reading and in Shasta County.
This is 400 people, you're saying, in just in the last few years. And you have inpatient treatment, 30, 60, 90. Doesn't necessarily have to be inpatient for some people.
No. I mean, we have an outpatient program. Visions of the Cross has outpatient and residential. They are also the only perinatal provider. That's pregnant moms. And then there's Right Roads, which handles outpatient. So there's a variety of resources. And we try to encourage that persons look at the best resource for them and the most cost-effective. Outpatient right now is the only program that is funded through Medi-Cal.
Okay.
But if you have other types of resources, then those can look at other services.
Like insurance or something like
yes.
that? Okay, I see.
And if you want to get involved and help support, we have a really nice dinner coming up.
Let's talk about that. When's that
going to
be?
That's going to be November 6th at the Sheraton. It's called the Friends of Empire Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a silent auction and a live auction, excellent food, and a lot of fellowship. We also have inspirational speakers.
You'll see some of the success stories, and they're just, they're amazing.
I bet they are. Well, let's just make sure is that you go get in here around September so we can start advertising.
Excellent.
This.
Thank you.
And what day is that?
November 6th.
November
Wednesday.
6th. Wednesday. Okay. That's good because there's a lot of things happening that week.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Marine Corps Ball, several other things happening that week. We're here with Margene Stone, Executive Director of the Empire Recovery Center, Nadine Bailey, who's on the board, which doesn't surprise me a bit. Nadine, you have so many things you do to help people. And I just see you out there all the time putting yourself in, not just talking about it, as many people do. Many people complain or say things are, oh, this is bad, but they relieve themselves of duty by putting it on Facebook where you come out and do this stuff.
Yeah, and there's such a need in this community. We have so many nonprofits, and if everybody would just sit on a board or, help with a fundraiser, it makes a difference. And
do we need to consolidate all these and put them in one spot, all these people, all these groups out there that are trying? No, I'm not talking about Empire. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you find all the stuff that's just left out there by the homeless and the people out there. I'm going to say the people that use drugs extensively and all this. they just leave stuff out there. Do we need a place like one, like we talk about the navigation center? Let's talk about that for a minute when we come back, because we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They have, I think, 17 beds right now that they use to put 5150s, as you might say, people that could harm themselves or others, and get them in there for 3 days to get them back on meds or to stabilize them. And then from there, it'd be great to see if they kind of like could get them over to the Empire Recovery Center to take the next 30, 60, or 90 days, but you can't force people to do that. Shasta Regional Medical Center, besides having that, is also the emergency room. They've worked so hard in the emergency room so that you can be seen in 30 minutes or less. And if you think about that, now there's probably, you know, there are exceptions, but for the most part, you can get in there, be seen, be treated, and they want you out of there in under an hour. They want you. That's why they put extra physicians, extra nurses, and administrative people in there just to be able to do that. That's a huge thing when you think about it, that you can be seen in 30 minutes or less. And the more pain you're in, obviously, the more, you know, the faster you get in there. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, community, and compassion. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. 845, 78 degrees out there. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at ReddingRancheria.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, your last segment of the day here. At 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Let's go in there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. It works great there. However, if you want hair styling, this is not the place to go. Their idea of, you know, if you want butch wax, you know, get your flat top going. But they can cut hair of all kinds. But you'd have a great time. You can figure out what's going on in this town just by going down to the barbershop. Hey, I'm here with Marjean Stone, who is Executive Director of Empire Recovery Center, and Nadine Bailey, who is on the board. But I'm switching gears here. I'm going to have her put her CEO hat on for the Family Water Alliance. What exactly is that?
We started about 30 years ago during the Endangered Species Act. Instead of fighting the Endangered Species Act, uh-huh. A group of people got together and said, how do we keep endangered fish out of agricultural diversions? And how do we protect private property rights while we do that? So
it's protecting private property rights,
so
essentially
we,
is what it is.
Yeah, so okay. We screen agricultural diversions. We're on screen number 41, we hope, and 42 go in this.
Where's the screen? When you say screen, do you mean like so literally
you,
screens?
Yeah, right? We have special screens built. For years, they thought you couldn't screen the Sacramento because it's so got so much stuff in it that it plugs up screens. So we have self-cleaning screens that a company down in Sacramento builds, and we install them, and they are very, very successful. So we make fish-friendly water. So
then people can divert the water in for their agricultural needs and not have to worry about fish getting in trouble because there's fish kind of getting diverted too.
And you have one. Bella Vista Water is one of our screens.
Okay. So. All right. The water in California, I know you've been involved with water. Water in California, what is it? Whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting.
Yes.
And now I understand that there's this big thing where they want to pump out millions of gallons of water out from underneath the Mojave. They have found a huge, I think it's down there, a huge aquifer, but they're fighting it because they're afraid that when you start pumping it out, because it takes so long for it to be replaced, that it could be replaced with salt water. It could cause collapsing of an area. What do you...
Well, that's a, yeah, I have. And the first volley of that was the guy that brought in the deep well drilling equipment that goes miles down. People think that when you think of the ocean, you think that it ends where the land is, but it doesn't. It intrudes miles inland and is cleaned by that soil, and
sure.
This is just a simplistic thing. So there was a guy down in the west side of the San Joaquin Valley that drilled a deep, deep well and got that water out. And so when water's funny, when it reaches a certain price point, then all sorts of things become possible.
Just like oil.
Oil. It's an economic principle. Substitutions will occur. So all of a sudden, when we got up to, I think it was about $5 an acre foot of water, then people said, oh, well, I think I'll desalinate or clean the water off of the end of my agriculture water and use it again. And then this guy said, well, I'm going to drill a deep well, which wouldn't have been feasible before, but the price point for the crops and everything has changed, and the value. Randy Record from Met Water once gave a speech, and I thought it was really interesting. He said when Met Water first designed its first project, it was going to cost this much, and it was 10 times what the water was, people were paying for water. And everybody said, you're crazy. But by the time they got the project built, the price of water equaled what they were paying to bring the water in. He said, don't ever underestimate the ability of water to go up in price. And so that's what we're seeing now is water. Water is going to become more valuable and more, there are going to be more people looking at more ways to utilize it, find it in different places, and bring more of it because we're very thirsty.
Well, I tell you what, the Israelis, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, and many along off there, that's all they use is desalination plants along the coast there. I shouldn't say all, but most of it. And they're just, they're making fresh water out of the ocean there because they don't have the natural water assets we have. I don't see us doing that because of the cost, but what you're saying is you're going to start seeing that.
Well, when we already have, there's one off the coast. The big worry about desal plants, will they affect the marine life by pumping, you know, other things that aren't there into the water? And so, but there's a new one, I believe, out of San Diego that's uh-huh. big. And so, you know, we'll watch that and see. But you could see these desal plants come into being.
I think you're going to start seeing them along the coast, as you say, as when that water. Because when you start pumping all this, this huge aquifer, I guess, under the Mojave, right where that area is, and it's being fought tooth and nail. Right now.
Well, Fort Irwin, I think, taps into that aquifer.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, we live in a semi-arid state, and yet we have golf courses everywhere and people, millions of people, and we use water. And then when we get put on rationing, we go crazy. And then, they're talking about as it goes through with new deals that, they're going to break it down, you get 50 gallons a person a day or something like that.
Well, I always think it's funny that you'll get a group of people that lives in an area that has no water, and they'll look up here and they'll say, well, you farmers up there, you need to save water and utilize water. But we're bringing water almost 3,000 miles down to them so they can fill up a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is illogical.
You know what? And golf courses, go to Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Oh, we use reclaimed water.
Reclaimed from where?
Yeah. Where'd you get that from? And if you've reclaimed it, why can't you reclaim it a little bit more and just use it for drinking water instead of, just go down to Palm Springs. I mean, it's 100 degrees down there, and they've got green fairways. So, I don't think people are really serious.
Well, and you look at that watershed and Powell and Lake Mead. That's
oh, gosh.
They did not recover from the last drought, so
yeah.
they're in some serious issues. Las Vegas, Palm Springs, they have a reckoning coming.
I believe it because it went down below their pumps there, and like we filled up our lakes again here, and they want to put it. Do you think putting another 16 foot on the dam, or they talk about all these water reservoirs, which I think are great ideas, like sites, but that's been fighting for years.
We're going to get sites. We'll build sites.
Yeah, but they need them down south, too.
They do. Every little dry gulch should have something. But the other way to save our water is keep our watersheds healthy and thin our forests.
Yes.
That's the first defense to save our water, is to thin those forests and not have these stand-replacing fires.
Well, this thing here is people don't realize how much water of the forests just suck up. Now, I'm not talking about clear-cutting forests. Of course not. But all this excessive brush, if that was taken out and you cleared it out like it used to be, we'd save millions of gallons of water.
We would, and we would get a better return on our snowpack as well. So we need healthy forests. That's our first watershed.
Okay. You know, we're here with Nadine Bailey, who's the CEO of the Family Water Alliance, which is not – they're finding ways of keeping property rights for individuals, and they do it by screening off the water that's brought into the farms, into the ranches out there, and keeping the fish and swimmer. I don't know what else they have out there. What is that thing in the sack?
Green sturgeon.
The green sturgeon, but there's other things too. These little bitty things out there.
Smelt.
Yes. Okay. And then the first 45 minutes we were with Margene Stone, executive director of Empire Recovery Center. And the big takeaway from that is, after all this huge launch of our sobering center back in March, we've had a grand total of 7 people come through there, which averages out to like $18,000 per person. However, we still have the grant going, so we have plenty of room down there to get people in there. So we need to ask our authorities, why aren't we taking people down to the Empire Recovery Center? That was the whole idea.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Sheriff's going to be on tomorrow. I've got a bunch of questions for the sheriff. Everybody have a great day. Remember how it's going to be 98 degrees today. Be careful out there. Don't leave any of your loved ones in the car for a long time. And it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.